Every day is a new thing going on Twitter that people are upset about something a celebrity did. And sometimes I agree with them. Sometimes I'm like, you know what? Right on. Like, Michael Che did punch down. He did say nasty things about Simone Biles. Like, too soon, dude. Not cool. Mm-hmm. There's a whole thing going on right now with Ben Stiller that you might have missed. So I'm kind of curious what you think about that.
Ben Stiller. Okay.
Ben Stiller, who, if you do not know, he is the child of Jerry Stiller from Seinfeld and Ann Mira, who's also like a famous comedian and actress. So his parents were super famous. Ben Stiller is part of the, you know, privileged sperm club or whatever.
And he's on TV right now. You turn TV on, he's on some channel, some movie, doing something. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. Ben Stiller, that's the thing. Ben Stiller has had a very storied career. You know, he's not just the son of famous people, which helped him get in, but he was very good in Zoolander, the Night at the Museum series, Meet the Parents. You know, he's had a lot of movies that ended up being franchises that I think were quite funny and quite good. I think he's very funny.
What About Mary was the first one.
Something About Mary.
Something
exactly.
About Mary. There you go.
Yes.
Exactly. What About Polly was on last night, and I had to watch it because Jennifer Aniston's in it, and he's in it also.
Right.
So.
Right. So he's having a discussion with people on Twitter, which already right there, you know, it's a mistake. Like, do not engage people on Twitter, but it's Ben Stiller, so he does. So he's talking about, the conversation is about how now all these movies in Hollywood, there's so many people in Hollywood that are there because they're the siblings or the offspring of famous people. And that it's not really fair to the rest of us who are not related to famous people, and you can't break into the business anymore. Okay, so Ben Stiller, they're talking about this movie. Here's the movie they're talking about. It's called The Right Way. It's getting all kinds of play at whatever film festival is going on right now. I have no idea. I do not care. So
whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Palm, where they give the Palm d'Ors. It can't. No, they're not in Cannes. Where are they? Maybe Cannes. Whatever. It doesn't matter. The big film is a film called The Right Way. It is directed by Steven Spielberg's daughter, Destry.
Mm-hmm.
It is written by Stephen King's son, Owen.
Nice.
And it stars Sean Penn's son, Hopper. Okay. Because this entire movie that everyone is talking about has the Lucky Sperm Club cast and writer and director in it, people are making the conversation, making the point that, you know, see, you can't get anything done in Hollywood unless you're related to somebody famous. Ben Stiller responds, and he says, just speaking from experience, and I don't know any of them, meaning he doesn't know Destry, Owen, or Hopper, I bet they all have faced challenges different than those with no access to the industry, but showbiz, as we all know, is pretty rough and ultimately is a meritocracy.
Mm-hmm.
And Anthony, for your purposes, I will explain. Meritocracy means you get what you get because
of your
merit. You
wrote that book.
That's celebritocracy.
Oh, I knew I heard that word
different,
before.
Yeah, no,
not the same word.
Not the same word. Meritocracy means you got what you got because of your merit, because you were very good at it, not because somebody handed you something.
Yeah, I don't believe that. There's a lot of kids going up for jobs that don't get jobs because they're the kids of famous people.
Wait, so you're saying it is on merit and it's not because you're related to somebody famous?
Yeah, even if you're Ben Stiller's kid, if you suck in the screen test, you're still not getting the gig. They don't care whose kid you are.
Right. Right.
You got to be able to bring it. I mean, there's a lot of kids with famous parents that it's been harder for them to break in because they have that stigma attached to them.
Right. Yeah, a lot of expectations. I mean, I think I've talked about this before, but when I was in acting class as a kid, it was a girl in my acting class named Lisa Roberts, whose sister is Julia Roberts and her brother is Eric Roberts.
But didn't help her at all to get a job. So
that's my point. Did not help her at all because they would everywhere. She even said that to me one day. I didn't make the connection. You know, Roberts is a common name. I've had a lot of friends in acting whose last name were Roberts that were not related to Julia Roberts. So Lisa and I were in scene class together. We were working on a scene together, went out for coffee, and I asked her who her agent was. She said she didn't have one. And I said, well, I have a great agent. I'd love to introduce you. And she said, that'd be great as long as they don't compare me to my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? Why would they compare you to your, who your siblings? And she was like, really? I'm like, yeah, who are your siblings? I didn't even make the connection again, because Roberts is a very common name.
Mm.
And that's when she told me, she's like, yeah, my brother and sister are Eric Roberts and Julia Roberts. I was like, oh, okay, that sucks.
Now it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough. And Lisa was adorable, but Julia Roberts is gorgeous, you know, and if you don't look like Julia and you're coming in there and saying, I'm also an actor, people, you know, I understand. I get it. I get it. I think it's tough. So I think you're right. I think being famous or being the kid of somebody famous gives you access. But I also think that it's also what the family does for a living. Mm. I mean, if my dad owned a hardware store and I grew up knowing one day that I too would own that hardware store, that's the family business. We're really good at selling hardware. That's our thing. We know how to look at tools and be like, this tool's going to do great. Let's get tons of them in there. So I think like Dakota Johnson is a good example. Like there's actors out there who are the children of, and then you find out later, their parents are famous.
I think it works better in the directing category, like Steven Spielberg's kid. I think some of that is going to wear off on the kid at some point. I would rather hire Steven Spielberg's kid than your kid, because at least Steven Spielberg's kid knows how to look through a camera and say, this is going to be a good shot. So like Francis Coppola, his daughter,
Sophia Coppola.
Yeah, you just wanted to have a Coppola name in the director of a movie. That's a lot better than a Lawrence name directing a movie.
And she's a terrific director. See, and that's a good point, because part of directing, it's not only being able to like envision the whole movie, but it's a lot of technical stuff. You got to hire the right people. You got to hire the right choreographer and cinematographer and producers and et cetera, et cetera. You got to know how to look through a camera, set up a shot. So there's a lot of technical stuff. You can't really learn. You can technically learn how to act, but if you suck, you suck. You know, not all the Culkins were good.
You know, yeah, I mean? But
not all the Fannings are good. Not all the Baldwins are good. There's only a couple of good Baldwins.
But they can call somebody and get them on the phone to help them set that shot up. They know the right people to call, where the Lawrence kid would have no idea who to call.
Right. No, but I'm making the point that acting is different. Alec Baldwin is a very good actor. Stephen Baldwin is not.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So even though he's a Baldwin, it does not matter. Spielberg's kid probably learned a lot from one of the greatest directors of all time.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I would hope that Steven Spielberg's kid is going to carry on the family business, is going to be the hardware store owner of directing.
Right. And you want that name when that movie comes up, Spielberg. You know, it's like the new Ghostbusters, it popped up Randy Reitman. So Ivan's kid.
Ivan Reitman's son, yeah.
So you go, oh, that's cool. A Reitman is directing it. At least he knows more about it than the average Joe.
Right. No, he's quite good, too.
And he brought his dad along to help write and do a little. So Ivan's name is in the movie a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that. And I think that's a plus when that movie promo came up.
Yeah, I mean, and then a lot of it is genetic. Some people that can sing, they can sing because their parents can sing, you know, or they can act because their parents can act, or they can direct. They have a vision. They have that creativity. It runs in the family. It's not surprising when someone follows in their parents' footsteps, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether, like I said, whether it's a hardware store, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's, you know, being the best plumber around, like you learn what you learn from your family.
Yeah. You're going to hire Jay-Z's kid or Fred Durst's kid? Which one are you going to hire? You know, I think the Jay-Z kid, things have worn off and they picked up stuff just by osmosis.
Right. No. And from being around it all day long. I mean, think about it. Like there's a lot of kids like me. I'm an only child. We did Take Your Child to Work. Mm-hmm. Way before Take Your Child. Like I was always going to work, even on the non Take Your Child to Work days. So I got to see what my parents did on a regular basis, you know? So
it shaped
who I am.
My kid, when I don't know, I think Christopher was like 6 or 7 years old, I brought him to one of our shows and we were nationally syndicated and I had him press buttons. So I would say, okay, hit the button now. See, he would hit the button. So he had more board time than half the people in radio.